Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 21st day of November 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for high 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's colder and colder and colder and colder. Fuck is what it is. And no moisture. So that keeps things interesting. All right, let's see what we got going here. Biden calls deadly shooting at LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs a senseless attack that happened far too often. Get weapons of war off American street. You tell me there, daddy? You gonna tell me something, you motherfucker? You gonna back him with a bullet, you fucking cocksucker? We'll be back and we'll discuss it. Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, Biden calls deadly shooting of LGBTQ 1642. This is goofy. You're not taking over, queers. I can tell you that right fucking now, but I'm going to ask you guys something here. Did you shoot anybody at this goddamn nightclub? No. One fucking person did this. And they have that person. That person will have to pay for the crime of murder. Even though it was a piece of fucking shit that he shot, and I really don't give a fuck. The bottom line is, I didn't do this. You're not going to fucking arbitrarily punish me for what somebody else did, which you're not arbitrarily punishing, are you? You want my ass, goddamn, without a fucking weapon to fucking fend you off, you son of a bitch. This fucking country was founded on the fucking pretext that the people had a right to fucking take up their fucking arms to get to protect their liberties and freedoms, period. It's ingrained in our goddamn culture. It ain't going no goddamn where, you sons of bitches. Anyway, and get weapons of war off America's streets. Well, fuck you. Go away. Die. You can't fucking punish me across the fucking country for something somebody else fucking did. You can't even punish me. You fraudulent sons of bitches. You and your fraudulent goddamn United States Corporation, shove it up your ass. You have no jurisdictional authority over me to tell me anything, motherfucker. My goddamn Bill of Rights is absolute. I'm not one of your 14th Amendment subjects, you sons of bitches. President, every time I see that President Joe Biden, I just think, God, oh fucking mighty. I mean, it's all been a lie. And that's a natural fact. But this fucking diapered piece of fucking dog shit, calling it president. I mean, goddamn you. By the same time, you're begging fucking China to come in here and fucking try to crush you. Come on, you little cocksuckers. We'll take care of you, too. This is from MSN. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Joe Biden released a statement. I really don't give a fuck what you have to say, Joe Biden. You have no position of authority. You have no fucking jurisdictional authority over anything in this country. You're a fucking criminal. The head of a fucking criminal fucking cartel. And you can just fuck off. You're not gonna tell me what to fucking do. You fucking wanna fight? Let's do it. But you are not going to fucking tell me. I'm taking your gun because somebody shot some fucking queers up here. Wherever in the hell this happened, in Colorado. Somebody shot some queers up in Colorado, so I want your fucking gun, buddy. Well, you ain't getting it, buddy. I see what you're moving in here from the fucking south. I need my fucking gun, you son of a bitch. Joe Biden released a statement denouncing the senseless, they got quotation mark, senseless attack. It's a senseless attack. I don't give a fuck what kind of attack it is. Man, people are beat the fuck out of, use hammers and shit and kill people every fucking day in this goddamn country. Senselessly. Without reason. You guys want to know something? You know, they're talking about, they try to break it down. They're trying to make it medical. They're trying to tell you that crazy people are getting guns. Crazy. We got to stop the crazy people from getting guns. And at the same time, right here where I'm at in Klamath Falls, well, I'm in Chiloquin, but in Klamath Falls, Oregon, friends of mine have spotted them fucking pulling buses. They're pulling buses in. Well, first they built the fucking 150-person facility for fucking mentally deranged people, okay? And now they're fucking in the middle of the night at the fucking in the parking lots. They're pulling buses in, and they have taken these people out, these psychotic maniacs, out of these goddamn insane asylums in Sacramento, and they're bringing them here, and they're just dropping them in the fucking streets. They're every fucking where. Are there fucking crazy people out there? There wasn't. It's just like the rest of the shit. You know what the goddamn, well, we're just overrun with fucking people. We weren't! How did we get that fucking way? You son of a bitches did it! You brought crazy fucking people into our goddamn communities and you fucking dropped them off in the middle of the night in buses so that they could hurt and kill people. You said, we gotta take your gun because crazy people might get guns. Fuck you! You are a disgusting son of every fucking thing, every problem that we got. Look at the root of it. Look at the fucking root of it and see who caused it. This goddamn, oh, we have a crisis at the border, guys. How come we have a crisis at the border? Well, they didn't enforce their administrative admiralty law that they had for the border. They did not enforce it. Or they could, else this problem would not be here, would it? Now they're going to tell you we have a problem with fucking, we have a problem with migrants with fucking guns. And so, I mean, they create the fucking problems and then they fucking, I mean, they do it. I mean, it ain't even sneaky no more. Problem, action, solution. Gee, that's happening. Why are those motherfuckers coming across our southern border? Because you motherfuckers are letting them. And when you're doing it without jurisdictional fucking authority to do so, and you're violating the rights of every American national in this goddamn country every time you let one across, you motherfucker. And of course you're gonna let go to places like Honduras and fucking, El Salvador, where the goddamn people are fucking vicious animals. I mean, I think Honduras, I think Honduras is number one, is the capital of fucking goddamn crime for the fucking planet. Boy, do we want their, hey, go fuck like rabbits and send us everything you fucking got, you sons of bitches. I mean, that's what they have told them. And they're being greeted here with open arms and handed fucking checks and goddamn plane tickets. I mean, well, people around them fucking, living under goddamn freeway goddamn overpasses. American nationals! You live under that, you live under in the dirt. If they can push you down in the dirt and make you live there, you live there. If you say fuck, I fuck you. You got boom, 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 boom. I might not live at all, but I ain't gonna live in the fucking dirt, you fucking scum. You dirty fucking rotten scum. And this fucking Biden, this motherfucker's been a gangster all his fucking life. Daddy was a fucking gangster. Don't fuck with a Biden. Fuck you, Biden. Gun violence continues to have a devastating and particular impact on LGBT. Yeah, they do this one. They got QI plus. I mean, pretty soon they'll have the whole goddamn alphabet, won't they? I mean, they've got like 40 different fucking men and his women, you son of a bitches. I mean, goddamn, that's one of the stupidest fucking things that anybody fucking fell for in this whole fucking mess. Even a fucking moronic goddamn Chinaman knows, well, there's girls and the boys because I drowned the girls to get, so I can have a boy to carry my name on when it was a one child policy. Remember that? They could tell the difference between a girl and a boy. And so fucking can we. And this is goddamn communist infiltration and this fucking shit, just like the so-called law they passed, the policy that they put forward and said that they would back with goddamn the guns of their mercenaries, saying, oh, yeah, being a queer is a fucking right in this country. It ain't your fucking right to be a fucking, there ain't no such thing as a fucking goddamn homosexual. You're not, I mean, you're either a man or you're a fucking woman. Plain and fucking simple. And as for these hermaphrodite motherfuckers, I really don't give a monk's fuck what happens to you. But, this is the game we're in, people. Gun violence continues to have devastating and particular impact on LGBTQI plus. I mean, my God. Communities across our nation. What communities across our nation? Where's the fucking one community, the son of a bitches? What is it? A fucking apartment building? Is that what you're calling a fucking community? Where a bunch of these fucking freaks live? And threats of violence are increasing. Biden said in a statement Sunday afternoon citing the 2016 Pulse Club nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. You mean where they were carrying the victims towards the fucking nightclub? They fucked up on their goddamn propaganda film on their fucking false flag, which this is probably no doubt a fucking false flag. You keep pushing, motherfucker. You sooner or later, when you go to get them guns, it comes down to two ways that you can fucking confiscate a gun. That's if the guy hands it to you, or you fucking take it from him. And I think it's been made pretty fucking clear, you're gonna have to take our fucking guns. And it ain't gonna, you will blow your fucking asses apart. We outnumber you so fucking grossy it ain't even fucking funny. And see, this is why the edge, and God, there's gotta be a way. There's gotta be a way that we can get this going and not look like we're taking their fucking guns. If you gave up your gun right now, you would be the dumbest son of a bitch to ever breathe air. You look around this goddamn world. We see world genocide being committed through that goddamn death shot. You see the fucking, you see the goddamn international corporate mafia wreaking fucking havoc, murdering kids with fucking, they love them drones. Them drones are the, hey man, they're the fucking cat's pajamas because they don't even have to get near them and they can go and blow little kids up with them. 24 dead kids is okay for if to shoot, and this is not to hit, but to take the shot at a fucking terrorist. Somebody that they named a terrorist. And we keep fucking taking this shit. But I see the world pushing back, but goddamn, it's time to fucking steamroll these bastards. This fuck, I don't give a fuck what this shit pant motherfucker says. My right under the second article is my right under the second article. It isn't my neighbor's right. It isn't my fucking Joe Biden's right. It ain't no fucking goddamn communist queer's right. And you can't fucking change it. That's my right. As long as I'm a fucking live, that's my goddamn right. And it is unconditional. It says, shall not be infringed, period. And there was no fucking exception for it, and everybody knew it. Everybody knows it. You think, well, I'm a fucking queer and stuff. I think I'm a man thinks I'm a woman. Well, I want your fucking advice, you freak. You dead. Whatever is messed up, short-circuited in your fucking brain. I want it to. That's what we should run our country under. Yes. Places that are supposed to be safe places of acceptance. Why are they supposed to be safe places of acceptance? I mean, you build a goddamn, why don't you build a pedophile? I mean, they would, you know. They've tried to make pedophilia a fucking way of life. Why don't you build a pedophile bar down there and say, this should be a place where these people can go and rape kids and fucking without being afraid. Well, there ain't. And this shit here ain't never gonna fucking fly. We will have war. And you motherfuckers, you'll go into the ground like a fucking worm. And you won't poke your fucking head up. I mean, you're talking about a goddamn such a small percentage of the population running us, people. A bunch of fucking fags running us. I don't care how many fags are killed in Colorado. I didn't shoot the motherfuckers. So what the fuck, you turn around, we want all your guns because this guy here shot a bunch of fags. Fuck you. You can punish, that guy was punished for, he'll be punished for fucking murder if it happened at all. If it ain't just another fucking false flag. But if it happens at all, he committed a crime. It's called murder. For murder, you get there's that old saying, they can't hang you twice. But you fucking sure as hell will pay the goddamn penalty for fucking murder, and that's as far as you can take it. You can't say, we're going to make everybody become a queer and a lesbian and a fucking whatever the fuck them animals are. We're going to make everybody come to them so that they won't hate them. You're making, I'll tell you what, you build the fucking hate. I mean, fucking fags, stayed away from me, you motherfucker. You touch me, you son of a bitch, I guarantee you there's going to be pain involved. I got the right to defend myself against fucking freaks. And fucking goddamn degenerates. Had it all my life. And you aren't taking it. You're going to get the fuck out of our goddamn government. My government. I'm going to have a government again. No, I'm not. I think the Bill of Rights is a plenty. But you can take that fucking Constitution. That Pete Rag ass fucking fraud that you fucking bunch of criminals created, and you can shove it up your fucking ass. You have no jurisdictional authority over no individual free sovereign national in this goddamn country, and you know it. Right, all we got to do is just write this legislation. We put that thing in there that was going to be hard to change the law because, well, you'd have to amend the Constitution to change the law. And then just all of a sudden, for some reason, after 1871, we can just write write it down on a piece of paper and raise our hands just like they built the Constitution. You don't represent me, son of a bitch. And you know you don't. They know they don't, they have no intent to make, they don't even want you to think they represent you. Look what they're doing down on the border. Fucking fancy motels and shit for the fucking invaders. They are aiding an invasion of your southern fucking border. And then and anybody that speaks like, oh, you racist. No, I'm a fucking nationalist. It's my goddamn country and you can't have it. It's only one way it can be taken from me legally. Well, you're already pissing on our goddamn, you've declared war on our goddamn Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers. So I'm not going to sit here and keep going over the goddamn violations that are so, by the thousands, you have violated. And you will not even fucking show the document on the fucking stupid box. Because you know that document right there rip your ass apart. It shows that everything you're doing is a fucking crime. That you are a pack of fucking criminals. You're the international corporate mafia. And the people need to enforce the fucking law and get rid of your ass. You want to live this misery for the rest of your days? Or you want to take a chance that maybe you fucking, I know it's just fear. That's what it really comes down to. Just fucking fear. Fucking, goddamn, I can't say nothing scares me. But fucking, when something gets to the point to where it's more aggravating and fucking it's making me more miserable, then fucking, it overrides excuse me. It overrides the fear. And I want to fucking destroy it so it can't fucking bother me no more. So I can enjoy my life again. No, everybody I talk to is not enjoying their fucking life right now, people. A handful of fucking communists up in the fucking cities are enjoying their fucking life. A bunch of little bitches that couldn't fucking crack a fucking egg. And boy, look what we can do. We can just go around and we can just say this and raise our hands and what they're saying they can do with, like here in Oregon, is they're saying they can alter the fucking Constitution. That is amend the Constitution without even going through their phony fucking goddamn Constitution. Alter the Bill of Rights without even going through Article 5 of their phony fucking Constitution, aren't they? In every state, that's why that 10th article is there, saying that what's forbidden to the fucking federal is forbidden to the state. So that they can understand that you ain't gonna legislate, you cannot make that Bill of Rights go away. Article 9 says no power can exist, state, federal, or any other fucking kind. You take your goddamn uniform commercial code and shove it up your fucking ass. It is in violation of the law of this nation. And you're gonna get, and it's gonna fucking go. And you're gonna fucking go. And everything you're stolen's coming back home. We have people, what point do you think you have nothing to fucking lose? These sons of bitches, I mean, the fucking gall! Come on, tell me, first I don't wanna hear about queers. I see a man kiss a man, I wanna puke. I guess that was learned behavior, huh? I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, you'd be going along and they do this. And you people, any of you try to find a goddamn wholesome, decent fucking TV thing to watch. And you'll be going along and boy, this guy, he's the head pirate. He's the tough guy. You know, and the next thing, and then a flip, I mean, just out of nowhere, it flips a thing where he's fucking another man in the ass. Cause that's what they want you to be. If you could just be what they want you to be, then they could control you. They could fucking own you. They could fucking subjugate you. But as long as you are defiant and you have that fucking gun and you say, you'll never make a fucking faggot out of me. You'll never make a goddamn fucking subject out of me. It can't work. Because we have the fucking firepower. We have the fucking people. We are fucking allowing this shit. We're allowing it. I don't give a fuck how many queers get shot in fucking Colorado. I ain't shooting them. It's none of my goddamn business. And you got the person who you claim did the fucking shooting, so the crime's over. You can't just keep expanding a crime. It wasn't a crime, if it wasn't a crime for the guy to have the fucking gun in there, tough titty. You can't change the Bill of Rights. And if the guy fucking, you got goddamn footage of him mowing these motherfuckers down, I guess you got him. But then once you convict your murderer, the murder's over. Whether you kill one person or 20 fucking people. It's one, I mean, they give you 20 charges of murder, I suppose. But if you're convicted on a murder charge, you're done. And the case is over. You don't get to go looking at, well, goddamn, he did stab that one in the head with a goddamn, with a fork, man. Maybe we should look at these forks and let's look at everything else and fuck you. This is America, man. This is the United States of fucking America. You don't get to do that. All this shit belongs to us. Our individual freedom. It isn't a goddamn collective fucking, privilege. It is an absolute individual right. And don't never let them fucking push you to say, like they did with the fucking goddamn, the driver's license. It's a privilege to drive. No, it ain't. Piece of shit. It's my goddamn right to fucking go anywhere in this goddamn country I want to go. And I don't have to have your permission, and I don't have to have a license to show that permission to go anywhere any way I want to fucking go. I'm responsible for any damage I do. I'm responsible if I hurt somebody. But you ain't got nothing to say about it until there's a goddamn case before a common law fucking jury, motherfucker, and you happen to be on that jury. Otherwise, you ain't got shit to say about it. Tough fucking... Wait, sorry.
If you're driving, you're engaged in commerce.
Well, of course you are. I mean, that's why the Commerce Clause was fucking put there, wasn't it? You go take a shit, Charlie. You're engaged in commerce, aren't you?
No, sir.
You're not?
No, I can't figure out how to get away with it, how to get you to walk through that water gate and walk off the shore. I don't understand it.
Why? Because when you take a shit, you're engaged in commerce. You do wipe your ass, don't you? Where'd that toilet paper come from? Uh-oh, we're into commerce. You get any fucking item, we're in commerce, buddy. That toilet paper is a fucking goddamn, it's a commercial item, bought and sold on the fucking world market. So yeah, you are engaged in commerce when you take a shit. And that's how far they think they can take this fucking bullshit. Everything you fucking do, you swoop your hair back, man, you move your fucking arm. They want to be in your goddamn mind. And just like telling you, you're going to accept these goddamn queers and these fucking hermaphrodite motherfuckers. No, I ain't. Ever. Give it up. You might fight me in a goddamn war, but I'll never accept those motherfuckers. Ever. It ain't going to happen, and you're going to get crushed in a goddamn war for trying to fucking force me to accept something. This is my private fucking thoughts. This is what I think about things. It ain't none of your goddamn fucking business. You will die for lack of ability to mind your own fucking business, and that's a goddamn fact. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 p.m. And that, of course, was a hog jaw with Get Some, but you can't get some until somebody gives it. Somebody's got to give it. That's the part we're not getting. We've got to give it or they can't get it. Charlie trying to argue with me about taking a shit ain't commerce. My God, Charlie, where in the fuck have you been? The water. What about when you flush the fucker? And that water, you pay, is there a bill coming in for that? How about the sewage goddamn bill? I'm sure Charlie's sitting there pondering on this.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I forgive
you. I had to go to the restroom.
I forgive you, brother. All righty then. Judge orders I love this. Judge orders unsealing of eight anonymous individuals relating to Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, eights. Bah. I see scapegoats, man. Bah. I want every goddamn name, especially every politician that got on that plane and landed on that fucking island. And if you can find one witness that will tell you that that son of a bitch raped her, I want to see that motherfucker under arrest and fucking facing trial. Plain and simple. But here look at what they did here. Eight anonymous individuals. We'll grab these eight least important son of a bitches. Oh, no, not Bill Clinton. We can't put him, the face biter. And the really rotten ones, we got to leave them alone because they're really fucking rotten. Just eight anonymous, and we're going to tell you who they are, and we're not going to tell you about the rest of them. No, we'll take the fucking list away from you, dickweed. And we'll go down the goddamn list. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, what's that saying? They snatched the what? The low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's exactly what you're seeing here. I mean, I just decided to randomly pick eight people and that's in the has their name in the fucking book or is on the flight manifesto or whatever, what might have you. And I'm going to just pick these eight. And now that's got to do you guys. Eight of the pedophile ring that goes clear around this goddamn planet. Little kids right now, 40,000 missing every year in America. Right now, you just get it through your goddamn head. There is a little kid being fucking done things to him or her. It's fucking beyond your fucking disgustingest fucking thought. And they're doing it and they're fucking laughing in your fucking face while they do it. Because you caught him. You have the motherfucker. You have the fucking list. Why haven't we made... How come we just went and took that goddamn list away from him? Give us the fucking list. And started fucking hanging them son of a bitches. I do believe... I see it's still against a lot of... Well, I don't know. With that LGBTQBBC56459943666. Fuck, they might be all right. It might be okay to fucking molest fucking children. Here we go. This is from Epic Times. A federal judge on Friday ordered the unsealing of documents featuring the real names of some of the, quote, John Does. See, they have fucking, like, Bill Clinton's fucking names on that. So is goddamn Donald Trump's. I mean, you know it's there. And you know they've been there. And you know what those nasty fuckers have done. But do you care? I mean, do you care more about this? I mean, I got you Trump lovers out there. Do you fucking care? Oh, he's going to get the tax thing. He's going to stop. He's a fucking child molester. Chester the molester. Some little kid is fucking being tortured right now because of him and his elk. But, man, if they try to take our guns, that's it. Not if they're fucking pedophiling little children. Nah, boy, that makes me awful goddamn mad. But if they try to take our guns, I mean it. They will be sorry. And they'll also pay for what they've done to these children. That is the weakest, sickest fucking goddamn. I just shake my fucking head. We know it. We know it for a fact. We've got to God. There's two the fucking lists out there, people. And nobody's going for it, man. This was Spike's passion. He hated those motherfuckers beyond hate. And he was making headway, man, when his heart exploded. Maybe it exploded. Corky was saying they had something they could make your heart explode. I don't know. I know that fucking this is something he fought hard against. And it's, and it really, fucking, how many issues do we need? You say you want to take our fucking guns. You are trying to come over into our jurisdiction with your phony fucking goddamn administrative admiralty king, Charles, suck my dick, son of a bitch, fucking goddamn jurisdiction, and change my goddamn law. You ain't doing it, motherfucker. You've done it all, you're going to do it. See, people didn't realize, I guess, that at first in 1930 or whenever the first attack on the second article was. They are cross-jurisdiction. They are of the administrative admiralty. They can't just step into another fucking jurisdiction. That ain't how it fucking works. Like I said, if someone in the fiduciary wanted to go into a common law court, they would have to step out of the fiduciary, which means they have no authority in the fiduciary, and file as an individual, in their individual capacity. That's mano a mano. That's why they kept it that way. That's why the reason they put it that way is so that, well, I ain't the goddamn whole United States government's after me, man. No, they can't do that. United States government can't come into a common law fucking court. And neither can these cocksuckers at this measure 114. But what are they going to argue? We're going to argue about the clips. We're going to file some suits here and stuff. And about the clips and stuff. And the fucking arguments are nil. Because the goddamn law, the absolute fucking law, the highest law in this fucking land says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That's the end of it. That's where it fucking ends. And see, that's where it had to end in fucking goddamn Concord. I mean, them people there, I mean, they understood. You're either going to fucking, they're going to take your guns and enslave you and take everything else you own, rape your fucking children, do what they goddamn well pleased you, or you're going to fight them and kill them and run them out of this fucking country with that beautiful fucking love it, hold it, feel the warmth in it, feel the protection in it, gun. Here we got Jeffrey Epstein. Well, I'll put some names out there. Some John Doe's relating to deceased, relating to deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think Jeffrey's deceased, do you? I bet he's torturing a little kid right now, according to multiple media outlets. Judge Loretta Preska ruled on Friday to disclose the identities of a number of previously anonymous individuals in documents filed by Epstein's victims. Virginia Garfrey, against the convicted pedophile's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, in a defamation case, according to The Insider. Epstein died in jail. Sure he did. Epstein died in jail. Epstein's not in hell yet. I guarantee he's on some fucking island kicking back, drinking Mai Tais and boogering little children. Epstein died in jail awaiting trial while Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking and sentenced to 20 fucking years. I mean, they did this for fucking how long, people? How, just think about being one of those little kids. You're fucking helpless. They're stronger than you. They're adults. And they got your fucking ass and they're gonna, and they do the unspeakable. And you don't even understand it because you're a little fucking kid. But hell, we got to find a reason to go after these people, guys. I mean, this is bad, but we really do need a reason to go after these people. Guthrie's civil lawsuit against Maxwell has generated a trove of documents relating to Epstein, which contain a number of redacted names. How do you dare redact a fucking name out of a goddamn pedophile's little black book, huh? Just to redact it, you must be one of them, huh? Was it your name you took out of there, you son of a bitch? Redacted names, some of which Preska ordered unsealed on the premise that public interest outweighs the right to privacy. You got a goddamn right to privacy when you're pedophiling kids, don't you see? You don't have one when you got with your guns and your fucking house and your home and your fucking life that you're living, your individual rights and freedoms. You don't have them, but goddamn it, you got a right to privacy if you're fucking boogering little kids. According to Daily Mail, 8 non-party does, referred to in documents as does 12, 28, 97, 107, 144, 147, 171, and 183 sought to remain anonymous and amid concerns that their disclosure would harm their reputations. No! It could be a goddamn metaphor in this fucking country, people. Look what you just read about the LGBT. Hey, some fucking queer get shot in fucking goddamn Colorado. You want to take everybody's gun in the whole goddamn country? Now make sure not another little queery gets fucking shot. No, I don't think so. To make sure their reputations doesn't harm their reputations. It should. I guess buggering little kids shouldn't fucking harm your reputation. There have been calls for it to become a fucking accepted way of life. And they did. They actually did it, you know, like 4 years ago. And then they undid it real fast because everybody, I mean, we screamed it across the radio. Well, then you had a better goddamn internet. You had an internet. But we screamed it and fucking, oh, they backed away from that real quick. But they did. They put it up. This is the same doctors that are telling you to take that death shot. These son of a bitches came up and they told you that goddamn adult fucking, I mean, pedophilia is a fucking lifestyle. Pedophilia is a lifestyle. Look at your fucking kid. Go look at your child and think about what some monster could do to that child. Oh, it's just my lifestyle, torturing fucking kids and doing fucking sick. God, you goddamn messed up in the head motherfuckers. There's millions of, shit, there's billions of people on this planet. But you gotta get little kids? You fucking, ugh.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine if it was just the everyday Joe Blow, man? He just, you know, he was running a undercover pedophile ring. I mean, somebody didn't have these, you know, Bill Gates and Donald Trump, all the politicians, all the people who, you know, are famous and all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? This would have been just, they would have released everybody, every name, I mean, everywhere they have been. I mean, it would have been all, and it would have been a prolonged trial as well.
Well, there's a reason, I mean, Dion, that we're not among the elite, because we're not fucking sick enough to do shit like that. In my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, when you just think about it, like, as the saying goes, you know, rules for thee, not for me. You know, you're not going to reveal names because somebody's freaking. I mean, what type of morality is that, man? I'm going to ruin your reputation and let everybody know that you're a freaking pedophile.
I would stand there in front of their fucking house and yell it. But you're exactly correct. I mean, how in the fuck do you expect any privacy when you're fucking boogering little children? When you're hurting them? You sick fuck. Hey, I mean, goddamn it. Tell me, do you know anybody that wouldn't fucking say, line every motherfucking one of them that's done it to a kid up against the goddamn wall and mow their asses down? Who wouldn't do it? Now, this makes us a minority because they are a minority, but there's some, I mean, damn it, this shows to show you the international corporate mafia control of the fucking goddamn international justice system, because the fucking people in no country, except maybe Mexico, I hear they screw their daughters. Anyway, fucking, no country fucking is gonna fucking say, pedophiles okay. I mean, when you get a little baby, get a little kid and stuff, man, you know, you think about somebody hurting that little baby, I put them against the goddamn wall in a second, man. I don't give a fuck what the consequence is. You would hurt that little baby, you sick fuck.
They're destroying innocence, Henry.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Yep.
You are destroying someone when you do that, especially an innocent child. You are destroying their innocence.
Now, Dion, you've read the Talmud. As long as they're 3 years old or younger, and you fucking rape them, and you pedophile them, it's all right because they won't remember it.
But it's like you just poking them in the eye.
Yeah. They'll get right past it. They won't even remember it happened. Yeah, I'm sure you wanted some kind of trauma like that. God almighty, sick son of a bitches. Let's see what we got here.
You know something, Henry?
Go ahead, sir.
The average public wouldn't even care today.
They sure as hell don't think about it, I guarantee you that. Usually by anybody I'm talking to, it usually comes around and I bring that up. If for nothing else, we have, as a goddamn species, we should be up in arms and killing these people and crushing them. But you don't even, I mean, you're right. People have, I don't know what the hell has happened to people, Hubert. I don't know what has happened to them. I find myself finding more I cannot fucking believe that those that are supposed to be my people are doing and accepting, and I don't know what to say. I know that it was 3% the first time, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more than that fight this time. But this time, I'm telling you, if you don't fight for this goddamn country, if you don't wipe every pedophile off this goddamn planet, run these fucking Jews and these goddamn Karzaian fucking Ukrainians the fuck out of here. I mean, crush them to make them till they can't bother nobody ever again. If you do not completely destroy these misery-making motherfuckers, you're a fool. You're asking for it. I mean, look at it. We've seen the world wars. Remember the First World War? And they said, the war to end all wars. Why was it the war to end all wars? Because the technology had reached a point to where the death was just too fucking gory and ugly even for fucking human beings. And then hell, man, shit, that lasted a long time, right to goddamn 1941. And we, you know, here we are in another goddamn world war with even more weapons of fucking unbelievable destruction. And just like the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those were fucking civilians. And when we pray in this country, I was raised as a little kid in school to praise that. That was a wonderful thing that happened. We developed the bomb and blew the fucking Japs up. When we blew the Japs up, we fucking saved fucking international communism for China. That's what we did, people. That's why that was fucking done. Look it up. We sent our military over there. They had to, in order for the fascists to get anybody to fight the communists, they chained their fucking legs together like prisoners and forced them into the goddamn boats. These fucking Chinese don't scare me. Everything that you're seeing these Chinese do is being orchestrated by the fucking Jews and the goddamn traitors in this fucking country, the Judeo-Christians. They're telling you, I mean, they're teaching them mannerism, how to move your head, how to hold your eyes. So that you look intelligent. They are not intelligent. And they don't have enough of them. I mean, they, like I said, at the same time that all the world communists were bleeding about the goddamn overpopulation in this country. And even the Chinese went as far as to have a one child policy because they could not feed more than one fucking child, okay? Now try to keep this in your mind. So they're at this point, they can't even feed one child policy. So then all of a sudden, like, all of our goddamn industry starts getting shipped over to fucking China. Somebody made a fucking deal. And then all of a sudden, like, I mean, look how fast they bred a billion people, my God. Has anybody ever bred a billion people so fucking fast? They were bred for a purpose. They use your goddamn food. They'll let you starve, but while they're using your goddamn food to breed Chinamen that they think, but the thing is, when you breed a billion people like that, I mean, you're speeding. When you hurry anything, you fuck it up. But they're hurrying. They were hurrying when they did it. And you got to, these fucking morons, they are going to have very close fucking supervision to be effective even a little bit. And that, and you know who's going to have to be telling them what to do? Fucking Americans, people, and fucking Jews. That's who's going to be fucking telling you. You take those five guys, go over there and do this, or do you take that machine gun over there? What might have they're going to have that close a direction. That's how dumb they are. And it will be goddamn, it already is Americans. We should be afraid. They have an aircraft carrier. Yeah, that you fucking gave them. Once again, here we go. We got a big fucking problem that you fucking, just gave them. Yeah, they got it. Can they run the son of it? Have you taught them how to run it yet? Can they, if they fucking, even though you've taught them to run it, if they have a fucking breakdown that they, in an abstract way, can they fucking figure out what the fuck's wrong with it? No. This is the only way China can fucking attack America is with fucking Americans fucking leading the fucking way. And goddamn yeah. Jews. Yep.
Hey, you know why the communist Jews say why they love the Chinese so much is because they are so obedient and they don't really buck. They are just gold. They just, whatever you tell them to do, they'll do it.
Exactly. That's why they would. And the reason for it, I'm going to send that to you, Dion. I'm going to send you that one I watched. And you look at how dumb these motherfuckers are. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And that's why they want people to be so dumb. The people that went into the cities, see, all these people in this country here, well, I'm a professional, I've got my, they thought that about the election too, and now they're getting fucking replaced by goddamn, outsourcing, but they think I'm really good. They need me. They need me. They don't fucking need you. When I tell you, when the communists take over, when that fucking iron hand comes out of that velvet glove, it's coming right down on your ass. Because you know what? You're a threat. And they don't look at things the way that you look at things, dumbass. They try to make you think, oh, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. Friend. Yes. Friend. And then you're making money, and boy, they're really paying you good. They're buying your mind. So you think that it's okay what they're doing. You look around and your fucking freedom and liberties are being fucking taken away from you. And who's leading the fucking charge? The goddamn fucking communists, and those are the fucking Chinese. But you think you get your ticket. That's what really gets me. I mean, what do they say, down to 500 million from fucking probably close to 8 billion? Hard to tell how many they already killed. But at any rate, you think you've got your ticket. But I'm not bullshitting you guys. Listen close. You're the first fuckers they're going after. Because you're the only thing that could ever stop them. And see, it's just like when Mao Zedong, when he took the cities and stuff, he had all these people thinking the same fucking way. I'm important. I have a bit of an education, and I work in a factory, and I am a needed cog. But then they started seeing the iron hand coming down, fucking just squishing the fucking, cutting people up, fucking parting them out. All the fucking terrible fucking ass things that China does that everybody just seems to fucking blink their eyes to anymore. But butchering people. And they take a look at it and they start going, hey man, this is supposed to be all peace. It's supposed to be all wonderful, all utopia. And they start talking, hey, what's the problem, comrade? What's going wrong here? What's going wrong here is, you need some re-education. And you know where they sent them to re-educate them? To the fucking north, to the peasants. They said it. Mao Zedong stood up there and fucking said it. We're sending you changing your assignment to the north so that the peasants can give you re-education. So what are these peasants re-educating you in? How to fucking kowtow? Huh? Because that's what the people learned how to kowtow. They just kept their fucking mouth shut. Hey, man, I got something. You ain't going to say nothing. That's communism for you people. And if that's what you fucking want, you're a fucking fool. You have the best goddamn fucking, the best goddamn system that could have ever been thought up. We have it. And we have it in our fucking hands. But we cannot fucking come at it as fucking the divided force. Drop all your goddamn fucking differences and let's fuck these fuckers up. Let's enforce that law. Once the law's enforced and it's just us, we've run everybody the fuck out of here. There's no outside influence. You want to fucking fight me and try to make me a goddamn Christian, you son of a bitch. I'm ready. I'll fucking fight you right now. But that's the whole fucking problem, people. That's why we can't, that's why in 30 fucking years we haven't been able to bring our Bill of Rights up to the front and center and enforce that son of a bitch and got our freedom back. I'd rather you be fucking a slave under a communist if you're not gonna fucking accept my interpretation of the fucking Bible. That is a problem. That's a big fucking problem. And it's one we need to address. That being said, I've had enough. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about that question. When you got a people that would, they would rather see you in communism, in fucking chains, living like a fucking dog, getting parted out if you will not accept their fucking interpretation of a fucking, of a goddamn theology book. That's The Word from the Trenches.